10th Perek of the Gemara, first mission. Hanisokim mitam b'shnei shvuis. Nisokim is talking about in the area of his head, where there's hair, the head or the beard, hair started falling out, and it formed the size, the cavity of hair, without hair, the size of a gris, that is tamei tzaras. There's only tumei tzaras that does not need the specific avamaras nagoyim, the types of white. So it's a 2-week process. That means if nothing happens to it after 2 weeks, it's tahor. B'shnei simonim, it has two simonim which are different than all the other tzaras. One is satsoiv dak. It has this yellowish, goldish color of hairs. Two of those hairs, not white hairs, but these yellowish hairs. Or pisoyin, that gets larger. In other words, more hairs fall out around it, and it gets larger. Seisov dak. When it says this, seisov dak is lokui kotzer. It means it's short and it's weak. Yeah. A thin type of hair. It's not the regular size of a regular hair. The Rebbe Akiva, that's Rebbe Akiva understood dak to mean. Even it's long, dak means it's a thinner than the regular hair. It's a weaker hair. Dak makil zeh, dak kone zeh. When a person says something's dak, they mean that's thin. The thin stick, thin reed. Dak loki kotze. Or dak loki yoyos. Do they mean to say that it's thin and short, or even thin and long? He says the main point is that's thin. On the Akiva, actually, the maitim in a kone, you're learning from a kone, from a reed, until you learn from there, nilman minaseh, learn from the way people talk about hairs. Dak social plane, when they talk about somebody has hair, which is called dak, that's dak loki kotze. It generally means that the hairs are not growing well, and not only thin, but also short. So we can't say machlekes from Akiva, whether these hairs can be even long ones or dafka shorter ones, and we pass in like Rabbi Akiva that we're talking about short, thin hairs.